I've been stressing you out a little bit recently.
Well, I think I'm close to a breakdown.
Are you serious?
Sorry, it's so stressful. I'm losing grit hair.
You can't think like that.
He's like, no. Your brain can't handle this. What we'll do is we'll cancel the wedding.
What are your pet peeves in life?
When you bend over to kiss the dog and your ball sack and paws are in my face and you have no shame. So sorry, but Sophie's brain can't handle the wedding. We must cancel it.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
How are you feeling at the moment?
Swollen.
What do you mean swollen?
I'm swollen because I'm pumping iron like nobody's business.
Doctor, what do you mean pumping iron?
I'm training with Sean Stafford, who, if you didn't know, is literally famous.
Yeah, he's my PT, and I introduced you to him.
Yeah. Okay. I had a really fun time going in, taking my little jumper off into my sports bra and standing like the scrawny person I am against the white wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pinched all my body with like...
a little pincer thing.
Pincer to find my body fat.
Yeah.
And then he said, we can nail it, but...
okay.
6 weeks, he was like, ooh, pushing it.
So this is
like,
your...
Am I that bad?
This is your pre-wedding like glow up, right?
Yeah. And I was like, so it's like in 6 weeks. Well, that's literally in four. And he was like, ooh, let's see what we can do. Got to push hard.
Uh-huh.
And then... he said, my diet was great, but I needed to add a little bit extra protein. So after my sessions, he gives me this big shake,
yeah,
which I've now found out is 1,400 calories. And it's whey. And as you guys know, milk and me don't go together so well. So
what's happened?
And creatine, which I think...
are you becoming a bodybuilder? Is that what you're going for?
I don't quite fit into the old jeans and the... Tommy is a little bit bloated.
Honey, you look great.
But hopefully I'm going to have an ass like Kim K.
Did you say it like that?
Yeah, her ass. And every time I go, my butt's not hurting. We need to do more. He's like, you're just a machine.
You want Kim Kardashian's butt?
Well, I think it's fake, so I don't think it's possible, but...
what about my butt?
Yeah, your butt would be lovely. I just want a nice, juicy butt.
You would want to take my butt.
Give me some more curves. That's what I want.
All right, honey, you take those curves.
Give me some more curves.
What are your pet peeves, by the way? I was thinking about this. What are your pet peeves in life?
When you bend over to kiss the dog and your ball sack and paws are in my face and you have no shame. Oh, my biggest pet peeve about you is...
not about me. I meant in life. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Well, just give a few about you because last night you demonstrated three and I was highly shocked.
What?
New Year's resolution was Jamie mustn't fart in front of me. And I must say, you've been really good about it. You have.
Okay.
The pooing with the door open still is happening. You poo on the phone to our agent and she knows, and then you flush the chain.
No,
yes,
I
you
don't.
Do.
No,
I heard don't. Her on the phone. She go, Jamie, please stop calling me.
I went to the bathroom to take a pee.
You don't do that on the phone to Zara.
I took a pee. That's not that
and
bad.
And you call me all the time while you're taking a shit. And I'm like, I can hear the like... the tension. And then he flushes the chain.
Yeah.
And it doesn't flush very well, let me tell you. My second pet peeve.
I didn't even ask about me. I didn't even ask him about me.
He's turned the farting openly to trying to do silent farts. So I see him pull a bum cheek open. And I'm like, I'm fully aware of what you're doing. And he goes, oh, sorry, it didn't happen. And I'm like, the fact that you try and pull your bum cheeks open to do a silent fart is not sticking to the rules.
Okay, fine. What's the third one?
Your fitness use stinks. Although I did eat your lamb koftas the other night and you didn't notice.
I know. Of course I noticed.
Maybe that's why I'm feeling a bit poof.
I came out the bath, I was naked, and I was on my all fours stroking the dog, and Sophie just came up behind me and got so upset because I think...
I had saggy balls and no arsehole in my face. And you were so red from the bath. And I was like...
I look like a fully grown udder.
No. We mustn't say that.
I look like an udder. I look like a pink udder.
No, we really can't say that. We really can't. My friend the other day was like, God, isn't it really awful? I don't know what a ball should look like. I don't know if they're meant to be long or whatever. She was like, my worst nightmare would be like a boy having saggy balls. And I was like, Jamie?
Look, should we just begin the episode?
Yeah, let's begin the episode.
Hello, I'm Jamie Leng.
Hello, I'm Sophie Habee.
And we met 4 years ago and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Newlyweds. I am Sophia Boo, your host, and this is my lovely friend, Jamie Leng.
Fiancé, I think it means.
You're my lovely fiancé.
I'm your fiancé, yes. Do you remember that?
I do. He has new trainers, he's feeling
I don't
fresh.
I don't think you remember that I'm your fiancé because...
I don't like saying the word fiancé, I call you my boyfriend.
I think you forget that I'm your fiancé.
Trust me, I don't. That's all we talk about.
Whoa, you feel that?
Would you call up and go, hi, I'm booking a reservation for my fiancé?
Yeah, I mean, 100% would.
I said booking it for my friend Jamie. I can't even call you my boyfriend. I think it's weird.
What?
No, to say fiancé is a bit naff.
Of course I say fiancé. I say it all the
time. I'd rather say my husband. When you're my husband, I'll say my husband. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
But you can't say fiancé?
No, I can't. The words... Ugh.
I think it's so nice. Are you joking? Like, just say it to me now.
This is my fiancé. I just think you're... I'd rather say you're my partner.
Oh, well, then that's a good idea. We could do it like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of... We have this thing that I've been doing radio for a while, and we've been doing radio on the weekends since October, and now I finally stopped. And honestly, I think you think that I was your housemate for a bit.
Yeah, I got really used to living...
Me not being there.
And I still can't quite get out of the habit. So at 8 p.m. I go... okay, Jamie, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to go watch my iPad in bed with the dog. And he's like, we're not going to watch a movie together. I eat dinner alone before I go. Sophie. I'm just so used to my own company and I never realised how much I love my own company.
Sophie honestly goes to bed. I get home at what, 7? Sophie goes, oh, quite tired. Might go to bed. I'm like, it's 7:30
in
the evening.
Guys, I've been sleeping 11 to 12 hours and I don't know what is going on.
Yeah, and then when you get up in the morning, you're tired as well.
No, I'm not. Watch me now. Sprite as a sprightly.
Oh, all right, sister. I hear you.
You're high as a kite from that go juice you keep pumping into your veins. 280 mg of coffee from the boy who doesn't like caffeine.
I've been drinking, doing these workouts with our trainer as well. And yeah, you know what? We had these drinks, these sort of caffeine drinks.
I got given one which was 80 mg and I thought my head was about to explode. I called Jamie's therapist. I said, I don't feel right. I said, my head's buzzing, but my eyes are tired. I felt so hot. My hands were wet.
My head is buzzing, but my eyes are tired.
I couldn't look at anyone. I think this was the meeting on Monday. I was like this.
My head is buzzing, but my eyes are tired.
My body was so weak, but my head was like this.
I have a bit like that today. It's made me a bit jittery.
You have about 5 times what I have.
I feel like we're a little bit stressed still about the wedding. How are you feeling about that at the moment?
Well, I think I'm close to a breakdown, but I have been for the last couple of months and I've told you that and nothing's changed. Finally, I think you're almost close to a breakdown and I'm like... Kerching.
It's been very stressful at the moment, I tell you that for sure. We obviously the wedding...
Someone decided to do a live show a month before our wedding.
Yeah.
Just because we want to put on... We love you guys so much. We're so grateful for all the support. We feel like a family. And we want to put on the greatest show for you guys. And obviously, to do that, it takes up a lot of our time. We want to plan it. We want to rehearse
Completely.
And that teamed with also the wedmin, which...
Wedman is a lot, honey. I get it. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And teamed with the fact that I have no shoes for my wedding dress and still don't have a wedding dress.
One of the funniest things that happened this week, though, which I thought was just the best thing ever, is our little puppy, Bobby.
Yeah.
Sophie has a brand new laptop. And Bobby is quite hectic at the moment. And Bobby ran across your laptop. And what happened to it?
She turned it into Chinese, the language. And so, being me, for 5 days, I just... Close the laptop because I thought, right, well, I'm going to have to buy another one, aren't I?
Yeah. You can't think like that.
And then miraculously, I was like, Jamie, can you fix it? Me crying. And then it was just...
And then one day you opened it, it was back to normal again, wasn't it?
Yeah.
People don't realise, as we've spoken on before, doing all the things that are going on at the moment, I'm just proud of you, honey, because as a bride to be...
I don't think there's anyone to be proud of me. I'm like the worst organised person ever.
No, you're not.
And I am so stressful, guys. It's frightening. I'm proud of you for putting up with me.
Do you think so?
I think you've done very good to put up with me.
Oh my God, that is actually the nicest thing ever, because I feel like I've been stressing you out a little bit recently.
Well, yeah, you are quite stressful. Like, he walks in, he's like, right, no, your brain can't handle this. And I'm like, what? Do I have to go to a mental? He's like, no, your brain can't handle this. What we'll do is we'll cancel the wedding. I'll text everyone tomorrow. It's not a problem. And I'm like, please stop saying that whilst he's on the phone to everyone about to send them a text being like, so sorry, but Sophie's brain can't handle the wedding. We must cancel it.
Yeah, that is true. I've been trying to cheer you up a lot, I feel, recently.
Like
loads of different things, like sending you messages to make you feel better, like just taking pressure off of you in lots of different places. Shall I read you one of the messages I sent you? Do you even read them when I send them to you? So this morning, my lady...
And I, what did I say?
Morning, baby cat.
I just thought that's what you say to me when you wake up. I think I'm like lacking, for me, I need a lot of sleep to get over stress.
Yeah.
And Jamie getting into bed naked and click, 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 chess, bright laptop in my eye. And then he decides, I'm like, can you turn the laptop down and maybe just mute the chess noises? And then he decides to watch Joe Rogan for 6 hours.
It's not like, Joe Rogan. I've never watched Joe Rogan.
And then he snored so much I went and slept downstairs.
I've never watched Joe Rogan. Do you remember when I woke up this morning, or the other morning, and you were in the kitchen, and I came over to you and went, you are so beautiful. And he went, oh my God, your breath.
He came so close to my face. He's like, you. And I was like, Jamie, not in the morning. We know the rules by now.
Yeah, the rules are, honestly, you just give me a cheek or a chin. You'd never even kiss me. Also, guys, we went house hunting this week.
Yeah, let's add that to the stress.
Yeah, well, that was a bit stressful. We went house hunting this week just to add a little bit more. So what have we got going on? We got a wedding. We got a podcast. We have a live show. And
in a house we can't afford that Jamie's insisting that we can, which doesn't make me stress at all.
She honestly,
I walk in, I go, it's lovely, but we can't afford it. He's like, I think we can.
Also,
I'll make it work.
Also, we drove there on my scooter. She was so...
It was the day it was snowing and I just got out of the shower, wet hair, and he grabbed me out of the house. I had no socks. So we walk in, this poor real estate lady. I went, give me your socks now.
Hey, listen, I love you.
I love you.
You're the greatest.
You're the greatest.
I know you're stressed at the moment. You got a lot on your plate.
You're also stressed. Stop putting it on me,
hey,
sister.
I'm stressed. It's okay, but I think I handle maybe a little bit better.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I tell you what, Soph, we should probably go into our favourite moment of the podcast.
Can't we? Listeners, messages.
So this listener, called Poppy, had to stop listening to the podcast because they got so jealous about our marriage and our relationship and things like that. Are you ready for this?
Oh, that's very bittersweet.
No, well, listen, hey, it may be a happily ever after.
All right, give it to me.
Okay. Hi, Sophie and Jamie. Love the pod. Started listening last year, but unfortunately had to stop myself from listening as I would become slightly jealous that I was not planning my own wedding. Ha ha ha. Although you make it sound stressful, there was nothing more I wanted than my boyfriend of 12 years to propose.
Oh.
It's been a subject that has caused the biggest arguments we've ever had. Anyway, after a rough few years, we decided to F it and go on a holiday of a lifetime to the Maldives. On our second night, he got down on one knee. My eyes couldn't believe it. All my dreams had come true. Little did I know that when I said yes, he said, good, as we're getting married in 2 days.
Oh my God.
Little did I know that he had planned a whole wedding over the Maldives and no one knew apart from him.
No,
he'd organised everything. So off we went and had a surprise secret wedding in the Maldives at sunset, just the two of us.
Oh, just the two of them?
That's what you would love.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you've now made her jealous. That's all she wanted.
I'm so jealous, but that is the absolute dream. My God.
Anyway, I'm writing this on the day we're due to leave and head back home, having listened to a lot of episodes whilst here. It's great to be back listening and not being jealous of the stress of planning a huge wedding. Can't wait to catch up with the rest of the pod. Lots of love. Also, our family still don't know that we got married, so hope they don't listen.
Stop it.
That is amazing.
Guys, that is my utter dream.
It is, isn't it?
I text our friend Millie Wilkerson today just saying, FYI, note from me, don't get married. And if you do, just elope.
Are you serious?
Sorry, it's so stressful. I'm losing hair.
You're not losing hair.
Okay, don't worry. Sorry, I'm very excited. It's really excited, everyone. But that's a dream to me. That is sign sealed delivered.
That is a dream, right? Isn't it?
And what? But good, she liked that because other sunrise would have been like, "What the fuck are you joking? I want my sister."
Completely. Okay, okay. Baby, do you have one?
I've got one from Ollie Jones. So this is about grandparents being not very good at tech things. Hey guys, love the pod. Thought you'd like a traumatic story. I was having food with the boy I fancied and we were having a great night. I then got a notification from Facebook to tell me that my granddad was live on Facebook. This has never happened before and I thought he had just been out live streaming a band or something. Being the stupid nosy person that I am, I clicked on the link only for me to be presented with a full screen view of a hand holding a penis. No!
Oh my God.
After a few seconds of the penis being on the screen, the camera panned up to reveal my granddad's face accidentally wanking to all his friends on Facebook. No! The boy I was dating immediately shouted, "Who is that?" To which I screamed in panic, "My granddad!" I promptly left and returned home to tell my parents, who were sat in the living room in stitches on the phone to my granddad, telling him how to remove the live stream from his page. Truly haunting. Can I just tell a story? It's probably a bit gross.
Oh my God, what?
Rest in peace, Popper. He was the greatest guy of all time. We lived in a house which had a well in it. So in the sitting room, it had like a well going into the downstairs bedroom. So like a hole.
Sorry, you had like what? Like a, you had a well?
It was like a well house. I don't know what it was.
So it had a well that went into the, so you could go down the well?
Well, no, it was obviously not water in it anymore, but it had like the still, the thing. So like you could peekaboo into the room below.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, I was watching Friends with my sister in the sitting room. We're like, what the fuck is that noise? We paused the TV. Went over there, we were like, where the hell is that noise coming from? And then we poked down and saw my granddad and his wonderful girlfriend having sex. By the way, he was about 82, so bravo.
You looked down the well and saw him.
Well, I heard more than I wanted to hear. And then he said, came to say goodbye the next day, and I locked myself in the bathroom because I couldn't give him a kiss goodbye. But he was great.
We have a voice note that producer Jack has given us. It's from Jake. We haven't heard this, so here we go.
When I like Trump, I like to cup it. I like to put my hands like between my legs and cup it. And then quickly, like,
it's absolutely disgusting.
Just to see. Because like, if it's like a wrenching one, or if it's just like a, you know.
Oh my God. Why would you?
Jake, you need it. Help.
It smells fantastic.
This smells fantastic.
He smells his own farts.
Wait, when he went, does he mean he...
No, he engulfs it. He engulfs the smell.
He eats it.
He engulfs the smell.
Also, why does he in between his leg? Like, where does his farts come out of? I'm so confused.
Because I think when you're sitting down, your fart comes between your legs.
That? If he... I hope he's got a girlfriend, because forevermore, he's never going to... That, you need to stop. Stop now. Go speak to someone. No, I'm upset and I'm cross with him.
I know, it's not good,
that's
right?
That's gross, and I think that's something you would do back
I in would the... never do
you
that.
You used to cup farts and put them in your sister's face, you sick son of an ass. That is so rank, guys. You know that farts have poo particles in, so you're going to get like that food poisoning thing. What's
I did once, what I did is I cupcated my sister and she threw up.
Not fucking surprise, you sicko. Wait, did he say it smells amazing?
Yeah, he likes the smell.
Oh, you and him.
We're going to end on a much nicer note before we end listeners' messages, right? And we go to propose the pod. This is a cute message from Cameron Slade for Rachel Green. Hi, guys.
Rachel Green from France.
Hi, guys. My girlfriend has got a big operation this Wednesday, which she is really nervous for. We are such a fan of yours and she finds you both so funny. We listen to all of your podcasts when we are driving and at work. The recovery process after the operation is going to be painful and long. Rachel is one of them people that everyone remembers after meeting her. She has an infectious laugh and a warming presence that I and many others love to bits. In a few months' time, we will finally be traveling the world together after a long, tedious wait for this operation. Aww. I love her to bits. And alongside many others are so, so proud of how strong she's been with everything.
Cameron Slade, you are such a lovely man. And Rachel, you sound like the most amazing
Shout
girl.
Out to you, Rachel, you absolute rock star.
You're going to best operation. It's going to go so smoothly. You're going to recover so well. And you sound like you have everyone behind you.
That is amazing. And Cameron, what a dude. You're hey, go and travel the world together, guys. I love that.
You deserve it. Have the most epic time. And send us photos of where you go, because I'd love to see.
I would love to travel the world.
Yeah, I'm so...
I would love to travel the world.
Well, why don't we, Sister Act?
We could, Sister Boy. We could just go
can
and travel
it. Can I just continue saying to them, just you have the best time and you deserve the best. That is the sweetest message.
Doesn't it sometimes, I tell you what, when we sit here on the podcast and we talk about how stressed we are about weddings and how we're stressed
yeah,
about things...
Yeah, I feel like such an idiot.
I know, sometimes put it in perspective where you go, okay, it's actually okay. There are so many other bigger things going on in life. And that's just to everyone, if I'm going to preach for 1 second.
Yeah, Rachel, you've inspired me today to... shut my little mouth
and be happy and excited for stuff.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, we have our Propose the Pod time, and like we always like to do, we like to play a little jingle. Propose the Pod.
Propose the Pod. Why do you always... Okay, go on, let's play it.
Okay, we're going to play it, and this is from Nicole.
Propose the Pod.
What is that? What is that theme?
Oh, I know. No.
Don't tell us. No one tell us what that theme tune is.
Pearl MD. It's the cinema one.
Yeah,
oh my god, Jemima smashed it. It's the cinema thing. When you sing the... Pick-a-mix, popcorn. What are we going to watch? I don't know.
Should we do that this week?
You don't ever want to go to the cinema.
No, I don't like the cinema. I like to go get the pick-a-mix popcorn, go home and watch it on my own house. I hate the cinema.
I love the cinema.
I'm so fishy and I need the wee about 40 times.
Do you think, though, that you don't actually like doing things that I like doing? And you just want to do what you want to do.
I like facials like you do. I like getting my nails done like you do. Don't like Botox like you do.
Oh my God, it's literally a joke.
I like getting my hair dyed like you do.
Okay, the Propose the Pod this week is from Callum. Huge fan of the pod. I just wanted to share my Propose the Pod, which has changed my life. I am gay, but I've always had trouble coming out to family and friends. While I was listening to your podcast the other week and Sophie was talking about dress code for the wedding, while this was happening, my mother walked in and started listening along with me. After telling her about the premise of the podcast, I paused it and told her that my dream dress code for my wedding would be to upstage the bride, where everyone comes dressed in outfits that would typically upstage the bride. My mother looks at me and asks, why would I want to do that to my future wife? Without a second thought, I then told her that it obviously wouldn't be with a woman.
Oh, that's amazing.
There was a silence until I realized that what I had said. My mum walked away in silence. While she was gone, I started tearing up because I thought she was upset and would not approve. However, I found out she left to go get a bottle of champagne to celebrate me coming out. Oh my God, that made me
emotional.
That's so...
Oh no, I got goose pimples. That's like the nicest thing ever.
That's made me emotional. Why is that?
Because that's
that
how, how it should be. But the fact he cried thinking she was upset, just...
That hit me different. I love my amazing mother and I want to shout her out for being so supportive. Jesus, what's wrong with me? Oh my God. She often tells me that she thanks your podcast for tricking me into coming out. So in a way, I have to thank you guys. Thanks for the podcast and I hope you have an amazing wedding. Lots of love to you both, Callum.
Why am I actually crying?
Yeah, that hit me different a little
bit. That shit is just what life should be about.
It's amazing.
Your mum's a rock star, so are you. I hope that inspires anyone else in
Callum,
that position.
You're a rock star. That is so...
To be your true self.
I think
it's been... And know that everyone around you should support you.
It's been an emotional episode today, I feel.
what the hell? Why did that fully get me?
I don't know, because it's honesty and authentic and that's everything, right? And being vulnerable. And I think vulnerability is the sexiest, coolest, best thing.
And no one should ever live in a lot. That's misery.
Well, I think we've all been judged in our time, right? About whatever it is. And we're all insecure and we're all worried and we're all those different things. And actually the hardest thing in life is to be our true authentic self. We always try and fit in, but actually we're born to stand out. 100%.
I love that.
Yeah, it's true, right? And I think sometimes what happens is why it hits different is because we all try and be someone that we think we should be, but actually we should just be ourselves. And Callum is being himself right there. And that's what's so awesome.
Oh, I wish you a lifetime of happiness, and your mum is epic, and I love everyone listening. I'm so emotional.
Yeah, I'm emotional too. I absolutely love that. Honestly, that hit different today. Maybe we're emotional. We definitely are overstressed.
No, I think that's just what life's about. And the fact that we've had any help in that at all is like the greatest thing to ever hear.
Honestly, I just, you know, this podcast started off as just a podcast where you and I would just speak to each other.
We're getting deep now.
Yeah, I don't know why, but maybe we should. A lot of the podcast is about laughing all the time, but actually, you really think about it. You know, helping someone do that or helping someone feel happy if they're having an operation or making someone laugh just throughout a day, even if it's for like 5 minutes, that's pretty insane, Soph. And it, you know, we get to sit here and we get to do it together. And yeah, we have our stresses and stuff like that, but to make people happy.
Yeah, well, actually, you guys bring us the hell down to earth because we are so ridiculous and you guys are so epic in every way. And we're so grateful for your listeners. Don't continue it.
I'll stop there.
No more mushy stuff because I'll start crying.
You want me to stop there?
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
But we do love you.
Remember, if you want to get in touch, please do on our Instagram at Nillywedz Podcast or email us contact@nillywedzpodcast.com. Soph, that is the end of the most wonderful
listeners' messages.
I've got something to tell you.
Tell me.
Okay, getting married is all about the bride. What the bride looks like, what she has
to do.
Well,
it's not in this situation.
Anyway, I did something on the sly.
Oh no, I know what you've done.
What have I done?
You've dyed your hair again.
No, I have not dyed my hair again.
You've had pecs implants.
No, I have not had
You've had your fucking bum done. That makes all the sense.
What the hell? No, none of those things. I decided to get a friend of ours on. To talk about glowing up before the wedding. I wanted to ask the little tips, the tricks, the little secrets to help me.
And you didn't bring me on?
Honey, I wanted to do it myself. So,
because you want to look better than I am?
You're going to look, you always look amazing.
I need the tips and tricks.
You don't need the tips and tricks, honey. Trust me about that. You look fantastic. You're going to look great. I asked our friend, Dr. Zamani, to come on the podcast.
Your Botox doctor?
Not my Botox doctor. She's just a friend of mine.
Botox doctor.
Not my Botox doctor.
Raise those eyebrows.
I will. There you go.
Oh, you're booked in tomorrow. I saw it in your diary. There we go.
Jesus Christ. Honestly, I brought on Zamani just to talk about facials and moisturizing, and that's about it.
That is all you do.
So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. I want to welcome to the podcast a guru in the world of beauty, facials, everything about glowing up before the wedding. Please welcome to the podcast, Dr. Zamani.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so we need to lay the secret out straight away. Sophie doesn't know that you're here.
My lips are sealed.
And that's because I feel like when it comes to like wedding chats and stuff like that, it's all about the bride and no one focuses on the groom.
It should always be about the groom.
Thank you very much. It should always be about the groom. And some reason, it's not.
Particularly for your wedding.
Yeah.
I got your invitation, by the way. Thank you.
Did you like it?
It's gorgeous.
Interesting fact. You were the first person I told that I had got the ring for Sophie.
This is so true because I caught you out, actually.
Yeah, so you tell us. So what is your version of the story, Seth?
You came into my office.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we were talking about. And I said, so when are you going to propose? And then you gave me that like deer in a headlight, you know, sort of like, oh my God, how did she know?
Yeah.
Type of situation. And it was hilarious. Your face just showed it.
Thank
God
the ring.
Sophie didn't know about it because she would have totally been able to tell by the reaction on your face.
It's because I had just gone and got the ring. And then you asked me these questions and I couldn't hide it from you.
I know. Isn't that weird that you couldn't hide it from me? Are you a good liar? Apparently not.
Ask me if I've had Botox.
Have you had Botox?
No.
You're a good liar.
So we got to talk about beauty regimes and stuff like that.
Sure.
Okay. You know everything in this industry. You know all about it. You have your own skincare range. You have been in the industry for how long?
That's 23 years.
Yeah, but you're young as anything, so it doesn't matter. Give me the things that we need to do. When leading up to a wedding, what is really important when it comes to beauty? Because this is what we haven't spoken about on the podcast yet. And I need to know all the secrets.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, for most people, it starts with a body. And that's their first thing of fear, especially for guys. Like, oh my God, am I going to look good in my wedding night after I take off my whatever clothes? The thing that people forget is, obviously a bride starts with everything. They want everything to be perfect. They're on that diet. They're cleaning up their nutrition. Mm-hmm. They want their skin to look good.
Yeah.
But it's also about, you know, the face and the hair and the makeup and the nails and the five outfit changes. So literally, there's so much that goes in for a woman. It's unbelievable. For the guy, it's also equally as important because all those pictures are going to be around for a very long time and your kids are going to look at them and your grandkids will hopefully look at them. And you just want to look your best. You don't want to be like, oh my God, I was that pudgy, like horrible skinned, you know, groom.
There is so much pressure to look good at weddings.
You know what? There's so much pressure all the time. I have to say right now, for men and women, it's all about, you have to look a certain way. You have to almost look like that filtered self of yours. You have to have the perfect body, the perfect outfit every day with, you know, looking glamorous at the most fabulous places on holiday. And no one shows anything other than the best version of themselves. And that's not reality. Life isn't always about the highs. There are also some mediums and hopefully not too many lows. But, you know, there's a lot of that fluctuation that happens.
Preach it.
And, you know, getting ready for a wedding is stressful. I mean, there's a lot of things, especially, you're doing a destination wedding. You know, it's stressful enough to have a wedding, but then to have to do it in a different location is also, you know, stressful too. No one's going to know anything that's not perfect. You know, only you'll know any of the small little hiccups that I'm sure you'll have like everybody else does. And you will just have the best time. It's just such a fun party. Everything is about you. And I know you love that aspect
of
it.
Yeah, I love that aspect.
And then you're just going to have a party and it's going to be so much fun. You're going to be like, oh my God, all of that and it's over already? I mean, it's crazy.
What do you have to do? Do I have to wear a face mask? Do I have to put those ice things on my face? Do I have to go and get, I don't know, needling? I don't know what I can do.
So, I mean, it all depends on what you have, but usually most brides and grooms start about 6 months before. If you have 6 months, that's ideal. You don't always have six months.
Honestly, it's the worst piece of advice I've ever heard. That is the worst piece of advice
At 6 months, that's when you're working out a little bit more and, you know, getting your abs of steel, getting your biceps.
No one's going to see the abs.
Hello, you just are getting married to the woman of your dreams. She's the most important person, isn't she?
Very true, yeah. Forgot that.
If your skin is quiet and you just want to tweak it or you have some scarring that you're like, you know what, I just want my skin to be that extra perfect, 6 months is a good time to start with, you know, little lasers or microneedling.
What is microneedling? I never know what that is.
That's a good question. So microneedling is literally little tiny needles and it can be in a roller, it can be in a pen. And what it is little needles that come in and out and make little tiny holes on the skin. And the idea is that you're inflicting injury on your skin. So your body is like, okay, I have an injury, I have to make new skin. And so you're making new skin and you're you know, producing collagen and elastin. So you're making your skin more supple.
So if you keep saying my lips are crusty.
Your lips are crusty then.
Yeah, they should keep saying they're dry and they're crusty and I don't know what to do about it.
You must lick your lips a lot. No, so...
I do and I don't know how to stop. They become really dry. I don't know what to do.
Well, I mean, it's winter. So, you know, emollients are really important. So you moisturize and you do anything that you do on your face, you do on your lips.
Okay.
And then you seal it in with a little bit of Vaseline at nighttime. You know, it really holds in that hydration. Sleeping with a humidifier also helps. And then actually you can have a little bit of injection in your lip, you know, not to create volume,
you
but to create
lip
hydration.
Filler in my lip. That's what you think I should do.
A little bit of hyaluronic acid.
A little bit of lip filler.
A little bit of hydration in the lips. You'd be surprised how many men do it.
So can we just break
Get
this down quickly?
So, program.
So this is meant to be a little secret. I mean, Sophie's not meant to know. I'm meant to look good for the wedding.
Okay.
And what I have to do is I have to roll a pin on my face. I have to do that first.
Uh-huh.
I then have to moisturize my whole face and Vaseline my lips. I do that. It worries me that I have to do all these things to look good for the wedding.
There's nothing that you have to do. Absolutely nothing. You can be au naturel and, you know, age gracefully like moi. No, just joking. I've tried everything. But yes, I mean, I, you're lucky. You're young. You're getting married young. You don't need too much to do.
Okay. And also, we got to mention your skincare range.
That's very important. The day before, a couple, I mean, like, good skincare up until the wedding is really important. But the day before the wedding is the day that you should chill out, mm-hmm. give yourself, like, even if you're not able to go and have like a little spa morning or, you know, whatever, do it at home. You know, get yourself some nice music, whatever relaxes you, do a little bit of exercise, and then sit down and do like a nice skincare regimen. Give your face a nice little massage. Use a gua sha, use a roller, use an LED light. I mean, those face masks actually are really wonderful. The night of your wedding, you know, if you have it a few days, you know, back to back, mm-hmm. you can use the eye patches, because you will not, the one weekend you're not going to sleep is your wedding weekend. I mean, you're gonna be on adrenaline.
I also heard a rumor that you have to, whenever you moisturize, you have to moisturize upwards.
Always. So remember, I mean, why would you want to drag your face down? So you should always go from in to out, and, you know, from down to up to lift things, or from here upwards, you know, like if you're on the side. Yeah. Just to get things moving in the right direction.
Let's shout out your skincare company as well, because I use it all the time. Sophie and I use it all the time. We're always wearing them. Where can we get them? Where can we find it? All that kind of stuff.
So you can find it on my website, mzskin.com.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So there you go.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A secret for you there.
I love another secret. I know you get Botox.
No, it's
you
not.
You always come home with little red bloody
Sophie,
dots.
You're being, that's being mean. I do not.
It's not being mean, but you should be honest, because people look at you and they think, how is he 40 with that smooth skin?
Are you joking? You're honestly,
you just need to be honest.
It's honestly a joke. Ladies and gentlemen,
look,
I don't
get
Botox.
I can wrinkle to the camera. That's so natural.
Look at me, I'll wrinkle to the camera.
Yeah, because it's wearing out. You've got it booked in on Tuesday.
Jesus Christ. Hey, by the way, really exciting news, because I'm going on my stag next week.
I asked one thing and one thing only.
What?
Don't ski down naked.
Okay, I won't do that.
And don't not wear a helmet, because if you don't wear a helmet, I will fly out there myself and handcuff you to me and take you all home.
You would do that?
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Because it's so stupid. Anyone on the ski mountains who doesn't wear a helmet, you're dead to me.
Okay, well, I really want to give an amazing shout out, ready, to a company called YSE Ski. One of my best friends who's organizing the stag do, Ollie, has organized this insane trip to Val d'Isère. We're going to Val d'Isère. And they've all.
You miss Swedish week, which is a thrill to me.
What's Swedish week?
All the Swedish beautiful girls. They've been and gone.
We've missed Swedish week.
Yeah. It's now over 50 week.
Okay, well, listen, we're staying in this incredible chalet by YSE. And this chalet has like everything. Like, so Ollie was telling me it has like chefs, like pool tables, like everything.
What?
Like, yeah, it's insane. It is insane. So
and maybe I can come for the days that you're not going.
Absolutely not. You can't. So we're going out there for, they're going out for a week. I'm coming out on the Wednesday next week. I'm going to record. I'm going to record a little bit of an episode out there as well. We're going to go Folly Douche. Folie douche.
Cocos,
maybe. I'm probably going to wear... I've got my boxers on today that say Mr. Haboo.
Yeah.
I've got it all, baby. I'm ready to go and see strippers and...
No strippers, okay, surely.
No. Well, no, I don't think see strippers.
Do you think you'll have... No, Georgie LaRusa.
My best woman's going, so I don't think we will. But I'm very, very excited for it. And I just honestly can't wait. And hey, also on
that... Don't get too drunk, though, because you know you're a little bit smaller than the rest of your friends, so they can take more.
Okay.
So water in between each shot...
Yeah.
And maybe just singles.
Thanks, Mum.
And then also you can just say, I'll have a gin and tonic and just no gin and put the Fever Tree tonic in.
Oh, we can just do that, yeah. Right?
Hey, no rosé.
Also, by the way, we send out our wedding invitations and everyone's loved them. We put them up on our social media account.
Yeah.
Do you know how many RSVPs we got from the entire wedding?
Pretty much all of them.
No, we've only got 20.
Sick.
We've only had 20.
Sick.
We've only had 20 replies. So,
can't wait.
So, all of you motherfuckers out there who aren't replying to our RSVPs, please do, because we don't know you're coming. My family haven't responded.
Can't wait.
We've only got 20
Actually,
people coming.
My ideal dream.
We've only got 20 people
Apart
coming.
From it'll be like 20 people. One of them will be your Botox lady, the other will be your therapist, and I'll be like, hi.
Okay. Well, listen.
Okay, love you guys.
No, not the end yet, Sophie. We've still got more to go.
Okay.
Okay. Listen, as we always like to do in our podcast, we like to do our wedding favours. Now, we did say on the podcast a while ago that we're going to start picking out our wedding favours from our little box, and we're going to do that today. Are you ready for this, Sophie?
I'm ready always.
We're going to pick out our wedding favours. Oh my God, isn't this nice? Out in this nice box. Okay, here we go. The first wedding favour I'm picking out. Here we go. Okay. Hey. We have it from Hayley Brown Designs. Make coasters with dried flowers
Love
of
it.
The wedding day. Oh my God. So we keep the flowers from our wedding day and make them into coasters. Hayley Brown Designs. We love that. That's what we're going
to
do.
So what, will we bring a suitcase back of flowers to England?
Yeah, I think we actually probably
would. Or we bring Hayley out there.
Or Hayley can come out there and collect the flowers.
You're invited, Hayley. You're welcome.
Yeah,
hopefully you come and it's 21 people.
Yeah, we've got 21 people coming to the wedding now, which is great. That's our first wedding favour. Okay, so if you know, on last episode, we gave a shout out saying that if people went and subscribed and commented on our YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
they would potentially win a pair of tickets to our live show on the 30th of March.
I know, did anyone do it?
A lot of people. Producer Jack, how many people?
We had hundreds and hundreds.
Guys!
Yeah, it's insane.
Rock!
Yeah, so Producer Jack, you found someone, haven't you?
Yeah, I picked at random.
Picked at random, and we are going to call this person now. Her name's Poppy.
Okay.
She has no idea that she's won. We're
so going to
phone her, and she's won a pair of tickets for her and his friend. Should we see her reaction?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hopefully she answers.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is that Poppy?
It is, yes.
Hi, Poppy. It's Jamie Lang and Sophie Abu here from the Newlyweds podcast.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi, Poppy. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. This is such a shock.
Hey, listen, a question for you. What are you doing on the 30th of March?
Hopefully coming to see you guys.
Hey, Poppy, you have just won two tickets to our live show on the 30th of March.
Wicked. Thank you so much.
We can't wait to see you, Poppy.
We can't wait to see you there, Poppy. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, subscribing to our YouTube channel, to everything. We can't wait to meet you, give you a big hug to whoever you're bringing. You're awesome. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. No, thank you. You've made my day. You've made my week. This is amazing. And I will look forward to seeing you then.
Poppy, you've also won a Range Rover.
No,
I'm
Jamie.
Joking. Oh, you haven't, Poppy. You haven't, Poppy. You haven't. I'm kidding. You've only won two tickets.
I'm joking.
Oh, thanks, Poppy. We'll see you there. We can't wait.
Bye, Poppy. Have a great day.
Bye.
No, I'm embarrassed, guys.
Why are you embarrassed?
I feel embarrassed because it's like we're calling them. You know, normally it's like, hello, is that Janet from Sotheby? Yes, it's Janet. You have won £450,000. We're like, hello, Poppy. You've won two tickets to a podcast in a church on the 30th of March. And she's having to go, you made my day. She's really like, oh, fuck's sake, I've got to travel down to London now.
Still holding the phone?
I honestly was like,
oh my
God. Don't worry, guys, the live show is going to be so good.
It is going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. And everyone who's coming, I just can't wait for it. So it's going to be incredible. Poppy, congratulations to you. Hey, it's a nice thing to do, honey bun.
Well, I hope so. It's so nice for you guys to subscribe to our wicked YouTube that I didn't know existed.
Have you ever watched the YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Guys, if you want to also win a couple of tickets to our live show on the 30th of March, all you have to do is go and subscribe wherever you listen to our podcast. That may be Apple or Spotify, wherever it is. Screenshot it and then send that picture to our Instagram at Nillyweds Podcast. And you can be like Poppy and win two tickets to our live show on the 30th of March. Go and do it right now.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Please write in to nillyweds.com@co.uk and at nillyweds on Instagram. And we love hearing your stories, voice notes, pictures, everything. We love you and goodbye.
If you're getting engaged,
good luck.
If you're getting married,
don't do it.
Okay, we'll see you next Monday, everybody.
Bye, guys. Goodbye. Love you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.